In more local news, after 2+ years of waiting, the arrival of the new and enlarged Buncombe County Mobile Public Health Van began with a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Carrier Park on June 13th. Speakers included Public Health Director Ellis Matheson and Sue Hanlon, the Public Health Nurse Supervisor of the mobile team. Dr. Matheson spoke about the amazing growth of the department in Buncombe County, spurred on by the COVID pandemic. Nurse Hanlon highlighted the current services offered and the expansion of services with the addition of the van. Both vans will serve the county, although the new van has the capacity to see people indoors, up to 2 at a time. This will facilitate a nicer patient experience during inclement weather conditions of precipitation and extreme heat and cold temperatures. The creation of the mobile vaccination team in 2022 was one of the highlights of Buncombe County Health and Human Services and the Public Health Department during the COVID-19 pandemic. It has quickly become one of the most important new public health interventions to reach underserved rural communities and populations. In the past 2 years, the mobile team has administered 4,200 vaccinations. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been additional federal funding for public health in Buncombe County. The department used some of these funds to purchase the customized mobile van and hire a team of nurses and emergency medical technicians. A standard size van was used, while the new RV size van was on back order for more than 2 years. The team started with mobile COVID-19 vaccination clinics and soon expanded to Mpox vaccination clinics in the fall of 2022 during the Mpox epidemic. The mobile team even partnered with our station, Asheville FM, and the Getaway River Bar to offer vaccinations for Mpox and COVID-19 on September 14, 2022. The Buncombe County Public Health Outreach Team is headed by the Director of Nursing, Amparo Oviero Acosta. It is still currently funded with COVID appropriations, although additional funding may be needed for its sustainability and expansion. The mobile vaccination team has evolved into a mobile outreach team. According to its website, the team's mission is, quote, to partner with our community to increase equitable access to public health services, focusing on historically underserved by the healthcare system, low-income areas, and rural communities, unquote. Its values are to build access, community trust, and improve health outcomes. The mobile team's current services include vaccinations for COVID, hepatitis A and B, flu, shingles, whooping cough, and tetanus, a vaccination record review, HIV and Hep C testing, harm reduction resources, education, and opioid overdose reversal with medicine, community resource navigation, and health education. Its expanded services will include sexual transmitted infection testing, treatment for syphilis, a current epidemic in many communities, reproductive health to include family planning and birth control. Its future services will include pregnancy testing, applications for Medicaid, food services, and social work. The Buncombe County Mobile Team works in collaboration with Buncombe County groups that serve those who are historically underserved by the healthcare system, low-income areas, and rural communities. If your group has an event that serves those populations, you can request the mobile team at an event by going to buncombecounty.org/mobile team. Click on the HHS Mobile Team Services form and complete the request. For any questions, you can contact Lacey Smith at 828-250-5716. The mobile team will be busy over the next few months with a schedule of between 3 to 4 events a week. Here are some of its future events. June 26 at 10 a.m. at the Salvation Army Food Pantry at 750 Haywood Road in Asheville. July 1st, 1 p.m. at MANA/CIMA Food Distribution at 17 West Side Drive in Asheville. And at Bounty and Soul Latino Market at 216 Whitson Avenue in Swannanoa.